crone is not a witch is not a crone. They may be both, but they are not the same thing. So here goes our little tiny bit of a picture thing. Okay. That is the triple goddess in a modern thing, and I just really like that picture. The next picture is the picture that our office manager chose to put on the announcements in the in thing. Now, what I thought was extremely funny, because it fell on the floor, I wear a kerchief and a babushka all the time at home. She's never met me. She didn't know I wore one of those. I have a purple one here, but with my lovely colored hair, I decided not to put it on. But, you know, we think of an old, old woman, and a crone is not necessarily that old. The next picture is what I'd like to be as a crone, this beautiful gray-haired woman, kind of stately. I have to grow into that, I'm sure. The next picture is kind of the Ceridwen, the crone in like a Celtic mythology. Okay? And then the next picture is where we start getting that word witch. And that's from 1643. It really isn't, it's a Christian thing. It's not a pagan thing, per se. And notice she has a very nice, normal medieval cap on. Okay. So a lot of people, when they think of crone, they think I'm going to show up in something like the next picture, that kind of hat. That's not a witch. That's just a normal costume in Welsh. Okay, in Wales. And then my favorite of all pictures, next one. Okay, the little Welsh women with the hats. Isn't that a wonderful picture? Having tea. Just you know, those are older crones. Really cool. And then in my mind, when I start thinking about these witch pictures and the differences, I can't wrap my head around how we got from that to next picture, that. Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how that could happen either. A lot of modern thought, you think of Wizard of Oz. And those conical hats really didn't come in until Victorian times. So, you know, it's really interesting that the images of even how we see crones and how we see older women has changed quite a bit with history. I'm still wrapping my head around it. I, as a pagan, have never chosen to call myself a witch, although it would probably be appropriate, because it has so much baggage on it, so much baggage. And I really think that it limits our view of womanhood in paganism and all the roles that we have. So the next picture should be one of those resting pictures, yes. Okay, so in order to become a crone, you generally need a crone group, and I didn't even know that there was a person who was in a crone group, so I'm going to have to really talk to you. But my whole life, I've either been the youngest kid, like I was at Grailville, so I was like 20 or 30 years younger than everybody else. So I'm learning from women who are 70 and 80 and a lot older than me, or now I'm on the flip side of that. I'm always the oldest. I'm the oldest pagan I know, except a couple of people. And so when I talked to Luke about the idea of becoming a crone, I didn't have anybody to do that for me. I mean, Letty did it when she was 80, right? Letty Bergstrom was a member of this congregation, and she had her croning when she was 80. And I've known people who have done it as early as 40. For me, it seemed like the right time. I'm not there that yet, though, because when we were talking about it and coming up with this model of where we were going to go with things, I realized that I need to find somebody to teach. I need to be ready to let go of being in charge all the time and running ritual all the time. Find somebody else who can do that. And I need to, this is the one I've been working on the most this year, be more accepting of the changes that are happening in my body and my ability to heal and things like that. I mean, you know, it was a shocking thing to really think about this broken arm of mine. And, you know, it's been 4 months. It'll be 4 months November 1st. And I can do everything. Had it even been 10 years ago, I'd still be in a cast, most likely, at my age. Had it been 100 years ago, I might never have gotten my arm back. Think about that. What would that have done to my life? You know? I mean, seriously. So I'm still working on those kinds of things. And I'm going to get ready. But I wasn't ready this year like I thought I was. I cannot do this sermon without saying another attribute, and I'll leave it to just one, that has been really, really important to me the last couple of weeks, and that's that warrior attribute who we're talking about. I asked David to be here because his wife is a warrior these days with her cancer. That's the perfect warrior image for this congregation. But also, Carol as a social justice fighter is another really good warrior imagery. And warriors can be male or female. They're part of that pantheon. So the whole political thing the last couple of months has brought up a lot of the subtle sexism that came through my entire life, okay? And I didn't realize I was reacting to it until all of a sudden I read this article and I'm like, oh, that's what it is, you know, this whole abusive language and setting people up and all that. So I see people nodding their heads. Some of you read the same thing. And then the warrior in me came out. I had figured that out, that I was feeling this pressure, almost this abuse from the whole thing, even before the bus tape started to come out. And then I'm like, oh my God, no wonder I'm such a mess. And it really has been, but the warrior in me is like, I'm going to fight this stuff. This is wrong. So I have a couple images of the warrior goddess too, because she's really important. That's the Crona's warrior. That is the Crona's warrior. The Crone also is like, of the three, believe it or not, she's the most sexual of the three main images, maiden mother crone. She's the one that brings new life to the warrior if he lay with her, and then they're both reborn. How about that in mythology? You know, she is the life giver. She has the role of midwife and easing people into death. She's the herbalist. She's the medicine person. She's the wise woman, the counselor. She's got all these jobs. I'm not ready for quite all of them. And then the next one is just a Norse goddess. I had to put in my Norse heritage, too. That's Freya, another warrior goddess. They all have really interesting stories. But lately, maybe I'm still a warrior and not quite a crone. I don't know. We'll see. Over the next 2 years, I thought maybe when I got to Social Security age, I'd do the croning. Put it off a couple of years. That's where I am. I appreciate being a UU because all these parts of myself can be a part of who I am here. You know, I can still do a Bible class. As a matter of fact, the funniest thing about teaching goddess stuff at Grailville was I ended up teaching the Bible stuff too. I knew it better than most of the other women that were on this team. So who knows? And I don't disown that part of me. I just choose not to be in the patriarchy of that part. You know, I still have a lot of affinity for Jesus the Christ and a lot of affinity for people of the church. I just choose not to have that path anymore. And the exploration of this goddess path has been a wonderful thing for me personally. So I thank you for listening to me. And I invite you to explore the world wherever you are in your path. And they can overlap. They can go out of order. There's all kinds of ways that you can do it. And I look forward to what's coming ahead.